Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Marty Griffin. Wow. Another class action lawsuit. I agree with the attorney, Benjamin. I just do. I think the church should open the books. Hey, I'm going to wrap this current discussion about the Catholic Church up with this breaking news from CNN, which is so startling to me. Listen to this. This is why it's hard for me to let go, for folks who think I should just move on. Here we go. In Germany, reveal that the German Catholic Church will admit to at least, that's in quotes, at least 4,000 cases of child sex abuse, man, by the clergy between 1946 and 2014. 2014, folks, please don't tell me it was 55 years ago. Please don't do that to me. Coverage in the German media has been muted. I guess this is exploding now. A group representing victims of abuse by the Catholic Church in Germany issued a statement. Study shows only part of the reality. Files were destroyed. Sound familiar? Many cases have not been properly documented. Sound familiar? It lacks the testimony of the victims. There were no witnesses, no possibility to search directly into the archives for cross-referencing. My God. Patterns of abuse and those who knew about it. We do not have the names of the perpetrators. No responsible bishops are identified. Jeez. How do you expect to heal? Now it's clear. An organization of perpetrators and conspirators cannot reform itself. So what do we end up doing? Did Wuerl even resign? He really didn't, did he? He kind of sent out a letter, said he might. Right? Right. Makes my heart sick. Just does. 4,000. No names. No bishops named. No files available. The allegations, as well as this explosive letter from the former papal diplomat, have raised questions about the Pope and that this Cardinal McCarrick was allowed to rise in the ranks, even though there were so many accusers. I agree. I'm so confounded by this. I'm so crestfallen by this. I don't know where to go. You can find God in a Walmart parking lot, folks. Gail in Washington, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Listen, I am a victim of abuse, and nobody is talking about the solution. And it's blowing my mind that Mr.
Josh Shapiro.
Yeah, he blew his top about what's going on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we know what's going on. How about we talk about the solution?
Well, a lot of people have, sir. I have. We have a lot, quite frankly.
What's the solution?
But what are yours, sir? I'd like to hear from you, please.
There is only one solution.
Well, there's more than one, sir.
No, there isn't.
Okay. I'm not going to fight with you today, sir, if you're going to be abusive.
It's good, and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
The only solution, Mr. Marty, is to forgive, or you will never, ever let go.
Okay, but that's not the solution, sir. Well, he hung up. See what I mean? Okay. You do have to forgive, if you can. But there's more to it than that. I appreciate your passion, and you just hung up on me. I did not hang up on him, please. T will attest to it. Roseanne and Hopewell, thanks for your patience.
Hi, Marty. Hey, I want to wish you a quick and healthy recovery.
Thank you, darling.
My heart breaks for you.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. You just said about the things coming up from Germany.
4,000 new cases.
Okay, think about this. And how would they ever find it out about it at all? What about these missionaries in all these third world countries?
Well, let's just go to Ireland. There's supposed to be tens of thousands of cases. Tens of thousands.
But I'm talking missionaries like in Africa in these desolate areas that they go. You don't know what these guys are doing there.
Well,
I don't even want to call them a priest.
Are you Catholic, my dear?
I used to be. I'm going to Presbyterian church now.
And why? Why did you leave?
Why did I married a guy who grew up as a Baptist.
Oh,
and
so they kicked you out.
Non-denominational.
Yeah, yeah.
No, well, they didn't kick me out. No, they didn't kick me out.
I'm kidding.
Okay. He didn't want anything to do with Catholic, and so to keep peace, I figured God would figure as long as I went to church, I was good. So I went to non-denominational church, and I never liked it. So about 3 years ago, we started going to a local Presbyterian church, and I love it.
You can find God
there.
You can find God anywhere, can't you, my dear?
You can. He's down in my garage, and he's out in the backyard. He's everywhere.
I mean,
just look at the butterflies.
I agree. Boy, you're a great call today. Patrick says that they're still waiting on the Pope to accept Royal's resignation. I've heard this. Retired cop Ray, one of my boys. It's all about the Benjamins, Marty. I think the Vatican is more worried about writing checks than fixing the problem. It has to be part of it. Just does. Hey, I want to transition here. Do we have enough time, do you think, to play the CBS package? Then maybe we play the, or do you want to take the break? All right, we want to play the CBS story about Judge Kavanaugh. It's not the same, obviously, as the allegations of the Catholic Church, but we're talking about these allegations against Justice Kavanaugh. I think it's a relevant, pertinent conversation. And I wanted you to hear this piece on CBS this morning, and I wanted to start discussing this after the break. Here you go.
51-year-old Christine Blasey Ford told the Washington Post that Kavanaugh pinned her to a bed on her back and groped her over her clothes at a party when she was 15 and he 17. When she tried to scream, she said, he put his hand over her mouth. He was trying to attack me and remove my clothing, she said. I thought he might inadvertently kill me. Ford is a psychologist and college professor in California who initially sought to remain anonymous but spoke on the record with the Post's Emma Brown after word leaked last week about the letter she wrote to a couple members of Congress.
People were repeating things that didn't seem right to her, and so she wanted to tell the story herself.
On Friday, before Ford went public, Kavanaugh said, I categorically and unequivocally deny this allegation. I did not do this back in high school or at any time. Carrie Severino, chief counsel with the conservative Judicial Crisis Network, says the allegation is at odds with other witnesses to Kavanaugh's character.
Someone who passed six different background checks over a 25-year career of public service with not a whisper of misconduct. Really, it just doesn't add up.
Ford showed the Post therapist notes dating back to 2012, in which she described a rape attempt by unnamed students from an elitist boys' school who went on to become highly respected and high-ranking members of society in Washington. Democrats called the allegations very credible and urged the FBI to take proper witness statements.
To railroad a vote now would be an insult to the women of America and to the integrity of the Supreme Court.
What do we do here? I'm very curious about this one. What do we do here? What do you do here? Is it credible? Is it legit? Should she be interviewed by Congress? Does 25 years make a difference if you're using the same guys as Les Moonves, Weinstein, Roger Ailes, Catholic Church? I don't know. I really do not have an answer. Jump in here, though. I'd love to have some opinion. 866-391-1020 next. You know, interesting observation by Patrick, my business partner who's in here. Fascinating observation. So just an observation that this happened allegedly between two teenagers. And there's a very different kind of observation in life between the other allegations. Let's say Moonves, let's say Weinstein, let's go down the list, Roger Ailes, and even Catholic priests and kids. So in this case, a woman is making allegations about a boy. He was 17, she was 15, allegedly. And so that kind of changes the context of it as well. I don't know. I don't have, you know, it reminds me of Bork, Clarence Thomas. I don't have the right answer. Maybe my dear friend Rob Kane, who's also an analyst, a very intelligent and a conservative, actually gives a lot of advice to conservatives around the state. What do you say, Rob? Jump in here.
Hey, good morning. Really quick, first of all, Marty, the number of texts and calls I've gotten with friends of mine and family members wanting to check on you and make sure that you know they're praying for you.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, just wanted to pass that along.
By the way, let's go there real quick. For you, this is also, sure. And I don't want to get into it a lot, you're deeply religious, deeply Catholic, and without getting into many details, you've also been a little bit conflicted by what's happened in the Catholic Church as well.
Brokenhearted.
Yeah,
I consider two of my best friends. Two priests are two of my best friends.
Yeah.
Great guys, obviously. Catholic school product, Catholic
yep.
school supporter.
Yep.
It's part of my life, and it's heartbreaking.
All right, so let's jump in the Kavanaugh thing. You made some astute observations this morning. Please go.
I kind of said during the whole document dump arguments, they've now released almost a million pages of documents.
Saw that.
President Obama released about 170,000 for Kagan to no objections. So when the document dump and the theatrics by Harris and Cory Booker didn't work out, I kind of knew that there was going to be something big coming. So I've got an issue with it. It's all the issues everybody is talking about, the timing. They've had this since July. When it happened.
Hold on. Explain that. This is actually a fact. Tell them about July.
Well, they've had this letter since July.
Right.
They've just brought it out now. They've known about it this whole time. It's a last-ditch smear campaign. And, one of the differences, you mentioned a lot of the Hollywood and media executives, there's nobody defending them. I believe Moonves' wife said something nice and she didn't believe it, but 65 women that have known Judge Kavanaugh since grade school, half of them Democrats, penned and signed a letter saying that this is not this man.
And he survived six background checks.
Yeah, I've gone through the vetting process. It's pretty incredible. So, when something like this comes up, I'm a little bit suspect, especially with a person of this character. There wouldn't be that many people wanting to defend him if there was any truth to this at all.
So it's going to be vetted. It won't stop the nomination, right? There's no way.
I don't believe so. I do agree with Kellyanne Conway. Put her under oath and put her in front of.
That's right. Do it.
Yeah, let her testify under oath. But
because by the way, she released her name, so that she isn't being dragged through the mud.
Right. And it's difficult in the Me Too era, to be skeptical of an accuser. So it's hard to be defensive of Judge Kavanaugh, but I'd like to see him get a fair shot.
You make a salient point, because if you defend somebody now like a Kavanaugh, you're also a bad guy. What are you doing? What are you hiding? Right?
Yeah, and I've been on that side of a lot of things. I was called racist for not voting for Obama, even though it had more to do with his positions than anything else. That was all it had to do with. So I'm kind of used to feeling defensive about certain issues and certain people, I'm really troubled by it. Marty, you and I, between emails and texts and phone calls, if somebody took a clip of something, I'm sure they'd have a lot of fun with whatever context they wanted to read it in.
I agree.
And they tried to pick this guy apart with the documents, and they couldn't do anything.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating where we're at, and I really appreciate it. Thanks, my man, Rob.
All right, buddy.
It's fascinating. Billy Sawyer says he will be confirmed. I think so. That's just what I'm reading, Billy. Greg and Churchill, go ahead.
Hey, Marty. Touching a little bit on what your last guest said, the first thing that came to mind when I heard this was, how do you determine the credibility of the allegation or not? I mean, she said it happened.
She says she has a witness.
It didn't. And I don't
know. Hold on. You asked me a question.
Right.
Hold on. You asked me a question. Let me answer it. She says she has a witness.
Okay.
So we'll find out. Hello.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We're done. I hope he didn't have anything else to say, but he asked. I answered, didn't I? I'm not trying to be rude. I'm never rude. Well, Well, Matt in Penn Hills, go ahead.
Hey, Marty, you've never been rude to me. I think this is ridiculous. Even if it happened, it was a 17-year-old kid who was drunk at a party, and obviously it's an isolated case this year. I mean, this is the obvious extension of the Me Too movement. A woman makes an allegation.
Hold on. Didn't we go through 4 years of this with Bill Clinton? Different accusers? Yeah, we did.
We did. We had a federal judge that said the person had the right to go to trial in a civil case.
Right.
And he perjured himself. Yeah, we did. He was like the guys you talked about, Weinstein, all that. It was a serial case with him. This seems to be an isolated case.
No. I mean, I agree with you, brother. It's the landscape today, and I think if you don't want to play along to get along, you got to get off the field. It's a rough game, and they play hard. It's a great phone call. I'll be right back. Hey, I sum it up in one word: politics. It's politics. Hey, if you want to be the band, ask Mr. Bork. Ask Mr. Justice Thomas. If you want to be the man, prepare for the firing squad every single day. Prepare for the microscope in places you never imagined a microscope would fit. But hang in there. I want your opinions right after this break. Marty Griffin. By the way, T makes an observation actually this morning. If this was my daughter and this came out this late in the game and she was making the accusations, I would want them to be vetted. I would. I just would. Patrick makes an amazing same, similar kind of observation, except a different angle. It's kind of interesting, the playing field here. So you're looking at Roger Ailes, you're looking at Les Moonves, right? You're looking at the Harvey Weinsteins of the world. They're all adult males. You're looking at Catholic priests. They're adult males accused of being predators against much younger people. Not in the case of Weinstein, by the way, or Roger Ailes, or in fact, Les Moonves. They're adults on adults, quite frankly. But this is two teenagers. So the rules have changed. I don't know what I would do. I tell you what I would do. I would do it the right way. Look, we saw it with Bork. We saw it with Clarence Thomas. It is what it is. I just think if you're a big boy, and Kavanaugh seems like a big boy, he's had several background checks. He has been cleared by courts from all over the country. He needs to sit there and act like a big boy, deny it, and if she has evidence, then move forward with the evidence. It is what it is. Debbie, go ahead, and Irwin. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, Marty, I probably wouldn't have called because I really don't know who's lying and who's telling the truth.
Nice observation.
But then the last caller said it was an isolated incident, a 17-year-old boy who was drunk. And that's not okay.
No.
By the way, we could
use that same story to lay out every single incident in the Catholic Church.
We have to teach our teenage boys that it's never okay.
Right.
And, you know, and so that just sort of bothered me.
No, why wouldn't it? I think there are lessons here. Yeah.
I don't think, you know, just if it happened and he was 17, it still happened, you know.
No, it's so salient and so reverent and you speak so relevant and you speak like an adult. And I love bringing T into this because she has a young son. And by the way, we talk about this a lot. Let's take ourselves out of this particular conversation and go big picture here. What we learned from the first hour is you need to talk to your kids about race. What we learned from the second hour is you need to talk to your son and or your daughters, you have both, about sex and about alcohol and about being alone in high school, right?
Correct.
And you talk to your son.
I do. And when all of these things happen in the colleges, I would print out. It's
nice.
I'm blessed to be working here. Because I see more of the stories
you
on
do.
College campuses.
You do.
So I would print the stories out for him, take them home, and I would sit them on his bed. And when he came home from work or wherever, I would tell him to take a look, read through it. Because this is the truth. This is what it is. You have to be responsible. No means no. No other way. Whether you're drinking.
You mentioned that too. You intercede and said, no booze at all.
No booze at all. I said, if you're dating someone and you're out having a good time and you start drinking, think about what you're about to do.
Yeah, so I like to take these conversations outside of the spectrum of politics and talk about moms and dads and their kids. This is so relevant to your son's life, to my little boy's life, to my daughter's life, to your daughter's life.
And I told him, I explained to him, because when you have a daughter, you have sons and daughters, this is a little different because you have to play both sides.
Excellent.
Here. So I said to him, how would you feel if your sister, any one of them, came home and told me that something like this has happened to them?
He snapped.
He snapped.
I would.
Said, so Imagine how someone would feel if you did that to them.
No,
or
no,
you
it's,
witnessed.
It's strong.
Witnessing is just as important.
No, you're
because
right.
If you know someone who's involved in these kind of activities, you should speak up, you should say something. And don't let this be the last time I have a conversation with you. Keep pushing.
Thank you, T.
You're welcome.
So I like to try and take these conversations outside the politics of it because we're all so political and we all take a side and everybody yells Kavanaugh's a good guy, then everybody yells Kavanaugh's a bad guy. But I brought her in because we discussed this earlier this morning. Take that out of the picture and understand what you have to do with your kids. Just have a really important conversation. The Kavanaugh decision and this latest accuser in this whole scandal around the world involving sex harassment, sex assault. Is this conversation relevant to you in your life, folks? Do you talk to your kids? 866-391-1020. Jump in here right now. We're waiting. Hey, Ryan, go ahead in Bellevue.
Yeah, I kind of want to weigh in on the Kavanaugh situation.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I don't really know too much about the guy, obviously. You know, he's being confirmed and everything. All I've heard from... I'm going to bring politics right back into it, sorry.
That's all right.
All I've heard from the left.
That's all right.
You know, we can't have like a, what is it going to be, like a 7-2 conservative meeting?
Well, that's the big, that's the big concern. It's dramatic.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the other.
By the way, hold on. Listen, let's not gloss over that. This is really important. The big picture here is that they could have a conservative court for 30 years. Honestly, this is huge. Ryan is spot on today. So if I'm a Democrat and I'm a liberal, I'm in free fall, flat out panic. Are you not, Ryan?
Well, I would consider myself a conservative on a lot of things and very liberal on like social issues and everything.
I get it.
But the one thing that for me anyway, in my opinion, obviously I don't know what happened between Kavanaugh and this young lady.
Right.
I have no idea. However, what I do know is previously, before Kavanaugh was even mentioned as the nominee, I don't know who it was, but they penned a letter to, I think it was Schumer or Feinstein, and they put, hey, please do not nominate Judge XX. They forgot to put Kavanaugh's name in
there. Is this the letter we're talking about that Feinstein had in July? Yes.
No. Oh. No.
Okay. I don't want to get into the minutiae of this. Get to the point, please, Ryan. Thank you, buddy.
The point is, I really don't believe this, only because it's very easy to pen a letter to some congresswoman saying, you know, something that happened.
All right, but Ryan, does it have to be vetted? If she says, I'll sit down before Congress, I'll put my hand up and I'll swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, should it be vetted, sir?
Yes. I think it should.
I agree. 866-391-1020. Jump in here, folks. The water's warm. Interesting piece on that I'm reading in the Huffington Post, how little has changed since Anita Hill spoke out against Clarence Thomas, suggesting that we don't treat women fairly. I think it should be vetted. From Facebook, they're using the same tactic as with Anita Hill, so they think they can bring out another left-wing extremist to do it again. Where was she for 40 years? By the way, when you say this, all I suggest is what about every single boy in the Catholic Church scandal? John, a liberal hack tactic. If you can't beat them, smear them. Listen to Gary. Check her bank account of her family's. I bet the DNC or Russians made a deposit. Wow. It's kind of dark, man. It's so darn political, man. I actually kind of enjoy it. Go ahead, Bob, my friend. Retired cop, one of the best around. Jump in here. What do you say, brother?
I mean... We all make mistakes.
Right.
We're all kids at one point. We were all young in that. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a moral fiber issue of integrity. And I don't know many guys. I was born and raised on the north side, and I think I saw quite a bit. And I don't know many guys at any age that committed an attempted rape. It's about right or wrong.
So what do you do here? Do you call in the FBI, Bob? Do you call in the FBI? I would. Just vet it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a person you're going to put in a position of deciding ultimate right or wrong, and that comes from a strong sense of integrity.
No, I think you got to vet it. I think you got to vet it well. This no, thank you. He's always the best. That's why we use him all the time. Hey, my deal is this notion that they're going to try to delay the nomination till past the midterms. I get that too. I would. Wouldn't you? I would today. I'd be all over it. Andy and Butler, go ahead.
Hey, thank you, sir, very much. I'll go quick.
No, that's all right.
Similar things were done with Clarence Thomas.
Yes.
Similar things were done with Bork.
Yes.
This is kind of what Democrats do.
Hold on. Stop.
Yes, sir.
Republicans did it with Clinton for like 35 years and still doing it with Clinton. It's a political thing, buddy. It's not just a Republican thing.
It's a political thing.
Right.
President Obama released 100,000 pages and not a problem. We've released over President Trump has released over 1 million pages. It's still a problem. One of the first ladies who accused Harvey Weinstein turns out was in bed with a 17-year-old boy.
So you're saying that Harvey's innocent? Is that what you're trying to infer?
I'm not saying Harvey's innocent, right. But that woman wasn't innocent either.
Background
check that woman.
Hey, don't yell. If 4,000 people accuse someone, a priest in Germany, of rape, and one of them actually ends up being a false accusation, are the other 3,999 liars, sir?
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you inferred.
But you've got one woman who's making an allegation
here.
You do,
sir.
Okay.
And you have to vet it. Do you have to vet it?
You have to vet her first. Background check.
Now you're a cop. Mary, go ahead in Cambria County.
Hi. First of all, I wish you a speedy recovery.
Thank you.
He played the St. Anthony. He'll help you out.
All right.
You're going to make it, buddy.
Thank you, dear. I am.
Not being so intelligent, I'll give you my version of it. Okay?
Please, dear.
First of all, this thing about the woman.
Yes.
Why, if it bothered her, did she have to go to the Democrat Party? Why didn't she report it to the police?
She didn't trust them. And it happens all the time. If you look at any of the accusations in the Catholic Church, there are boys that were raped by priests 50 years ago that never went to the police because they were afraid. You get that too, right?
Exactly. Yeah. People were afraid the hand of God was going to come down and slap them for bringing the God in.
By the way, Mary's right. By the way, that was the mood back then. You believed if you made an accusation against a priest that you were making an accusation directly against God. Did you not, Mary, back in that day?
Yes.
Yeah, she's right.
Yeah, you loved religion, but yet you feared religion. Me, I'm gonna kiss up every chance I get because I want God on my side.
That's adorable.
But if this woman was so appalled and so hurt by it, why did it take her 35 years to make a complaint about it?
Ma'am,
why didn't she go to the police?
Ma'am, with all due respect, I have sat down with women who waited 25 years in therapy to talk about being molested and raped, and they were drug addicts and alcoholics. They'd attempted suicide. Sometimes, ma'am, it takes a while to get to the river, and walking through the river, you got to go through the woods. I'm not suggesting that this happened. I'm just suggesting that this is pretty standard. The people, sometimes, most of the time, ma'am, they cover it up their whole life. And again, I'm not suggesting it happens, but this notion that it never happens, the people sit on this stuff, is bogus. It happens all the time.
You're exactly right. And I think money is involved somewhere along the line. But in fairness to everybody on both sides,
yes, ma'am.
I think this man has been well examined. We're not going to find perfect people in this world. Well,
yeah, but
if
he attempted to rape someone, ma'am, we do have to look at it, ma'am.
Yes, but being 17 years old, why wasn't this reported to his parents?
So you're not listening to me. People keep this stuff.
I am listening. She was ashamed.
Yeah.
Well, what about her?
I don't know if she was ashamed. I don't know. I'm just saying people do hide things, Mary.
Well, I know that, but you know, it might be revenge thing. Maybe at one time,
yes, ma'am,
she really had a case on a guy and he wouldn't make a pass at her.
I don't know, ma'am. I appreciate you and I love your sweet voice and I love your opinion. I want to try and blow through these. E-Bob. I like how you put the E. I'm going to call him E-Bob. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. You really give the accuser credibility at first. Everybody does. You want to be sensitive to the victim.
Nice.
But the woman's words are telling. She made three statements, Marty, that just blew it for me.
Okay.
She said she didn't know who owned the house. Okay. She said she didn't know where the house was.
So then?
Well, maybe. But then she said she didn't know how she got to the house.
Right.
What? What is that, an LSD trip?
Hey, Bob,
no.
Bob, shouldn't they, though, just to clear the air, clear the decks, bring in the FBI and let them do their thing? As long as it doesn't take them 2 years.
No. I don't want to wait 6 years for another phony FBI. We investigate everything. This is like OJ time, you know? When you make those kind of statements, there's a mental health issue there. This has to end with the no basis.
What are you saying? You think because she doesn't remember certain details from 50 years ago that she's lying?
Marty, she didn't know how she got to the house?
It happens every day.
Marty.
It happens every day.
It happens every day. You don't know where,
by the way,
going,
by the
where
way,
it is or who it is or what it is.
By the way,
you remember the event.
By the way, if it happens every day, it ends up being a horrible case. Just so folks know that. I understand everybody's points. I just don't know. I would, if she wants to testify before Congress, I would let her testify before Congress. Hey, by the way, folks, very sensitive to issues of releasing people's names. Her name was released by her and her lawyer. That's just so you know this. D, thanks for hanging in there. Go ahead, D.
Hi, Marty. I have a question. I want, and I'm not disputing this woman. I think she should be heard. But here's my problem. Why was it okay with her that this man that she's now accusing was sitting as a federal judge for 12 years? Why wasn't that an issue for her then?
I don't know.
Why is it an issue for her now?
I don't know.
That's my problem.
Yes, ma'am.
I think he should be heard. We don't know, but the bottom line here is that to me is very suspect, that you can go and let a man be a federal judge for 12 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was never a problem.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I want to know.
Yes, I get it.
Can you answer me?
No, of course not, ma'am. I have no answer to that.
Well, I appreciate, and I really feel bad for you, Marty.
That's okay, my dear.
I hope everything goes well for you.
Well, I know you care, and I've been overwhelmed. In fact, in the next hour, I want to read through some letters that I received. They're very touching because everybody has a cancer story, and I'm going to talk about one of the side effects of this craziness is my mouth. I have a very difficult time salivating. It sounds like I have a beach towel in my mouth. It's actually not. It's actually a sweatshirt. Okay? We'll be right back. A very special guest in the next hour. By the way, the Kavanaugh debate, I don't have the answers. I think it should be completely vetted. It always is. It always will be. The next Supreme Court nominee will be vetted in a similar way. It's just the way it has to be. If somebody comes up with a claim, it has to be. What are you going to do? Ignore it. And everybody out there, the amateur detectives, the amateur PIs, the amateur background check specialists, knock yourself out. But the truth will set you free. What I don't think should happen is bring in the FBI and delay this thing for 2 years. I just don't. But that's what I would want to happen if I was a Democrat. It's very intriguing to me. I know things like that happen in high school. I absolutely know. And I know that the letter is the letter, and I know it has to be looked into. You can't just gloss it over and blow it off. By the way, a couple things in the next hour. We're going to talk to my close friend and county executive, Rich Fitzgerald, about this county in the future. We're also going to read through some amazing letters about my cancer from great people like yourselves. What you end up learning as you get sick like this is that everybody has a cancer story, but my goal is to, and Fitz is tuned into this as well, to make certain that we're aware of HPV and this virus. He actually has a family that are physicians, and they know what they're talking about, and this is something very important to Rich Fitzgerald. We're going to get into this in the next hour and a lot more. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.